This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. When a minister's speech contradicts its own message. When a minister talks about teaching, he should try actually teaching. What happened? Pakistan's planning minister Asan Iqbal stood before the National Institute of Excellence in Teacher Education and delivered a call to action, overhaul the curriculum, retrain the teachers, and drive classrooms into the modern world. His central argument was that teachers need to abandon old school lecturing and adopt methods that actually prepare students for contemporary life. A politician told educators how to educate. The communication angle. Let's start with the setting, because it matters enormously. Asan Iqbal chose to speak at a teacher training institution. That is actually a smart move. Venue sends a signal before you open your mouth. Showing up where the work happens says I take this seriously in a way that a press conference never could. Credit where it is due, he put himself in the right room. But here is where it falls apart. A minister telling teachers to stop lecturing. At a speech. Think about that for a moment. The entire message undermines itself. You cannot advocate for interactive, student-centered learning by standing at a podium and broadcasting your opinions as an audience. The medium contradicted the message completely. This is one of the most common and most damaging communication failures I see from people in positions of authority. They describe a behaviour while demonstrating its opposite. The audience notices, even if they cannot articulate why something feels off. The second problem is specificity, or the total lack of it. Comprehensive reforms and modern world demands are phrases that sound weighty and mean almost nothing. Every politician since the invention of politics has promised comprehensive reforms. If Iqbal had named one concrete change, one measurable target, one specific teaching method he wanted to see adopted in classrooms by a specific date, the speech would have had teeth. Instead, it had gums. Vague language is the enemy of persuasion. It gives your audience nothing to hold on to, nothing to act on, and nothing to remember. The third issue is credibility framing. Iqbal is a planning minister. His authority is policy and budgets, not pedagogy. He needed to explicitly transfer credibility to the room, not talk over it. A line like "you are the experts here, and my job is to remove every obstacle in your path" would have repositioned him from lecturer to ally. That one pivot changes the entire dynamic. Instead, the speech as reported reads like a politician explaining a profession to the people who live it. That breeds resentment, not momentum. This is exactly the kind of scenario I'd break down and say it right every time. The chapter on message architecture gives you a framework for stripping a communication moment down to its single load-bearing idea, so your audience leaves with something concrete instead of a vague sense of inspiration that fades by the parking lot. Asan Iqbal had the right instinct and the wrong execution. That gap is always a structure problem, not a passion problem. The takeaway. Before your next speech or presentation, where you are advocating for change, write down one specific, measurable outcome you want the audience to pursue. Not a theme, not a direction, a result with a number or a deadline attached. Then build your entire message around proving why that one thing is worth doing. One clear target beats 10 inspiring ideas every time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.